Love is a powerful weapon. That's why we have statements like kill 'em with kindness. Love thine enemies. Love is blind. Yes, it is to faults. And if you want to change your relationship, as I have seen them changed by love, call people that you have a difficulty with and tell them for 3 months, every day, I love you. One member of our support group did that with her mother, who had been an abusive alcoholic. Every day she said, I love you. And after 3 months, because she was late one day, she didn't tell her mother. And her mother called to say, you forgot something. What did I forget? You didn't say, I love you today. And it brought them together in a tearful embrace. So use the power of love. When families are in conflict, love unites them. And then one family is created. And so when two men are arguing, and one has a son and the other has a daughter, when their children get married, the argument is over because they are now one family. The last example before the meditation will be to remind you of the poor ugly duckling. You have a child, you have a family member who you can't be proud of, looks funny, not bright, and eventually you push him out of the nest because you can't take it anymore, don't want to make excuses, explain to the neighbors. And that child has to find his beauty. He has to reflect on himself and his beauty to create a life. Well, I was born an ugly duckling, but I had a grandmother when my mother couldn't handle me. Not that my mother wanted to reject me, but she didn't know where to hide me and how to explain things to the people who looked. But my grandmother took me, massaged, anointed, and as my mother said, pushed all the features back where they belonged. And I realize now what an incredible gift that was to me as an infant. And I know that we store those memories in our bodies. That I am totally aware of from my work. So your relationships are in your body. How you were treated by your parents and others are stored in you. Deal with them. Don't keep a lid on them. Let them out. Heal. So that your life and your body can heal and be restored. And now take a deep breath and find your special place to start healing. Surround yourself with the sounds and the aromas help you to relax. Find your special place. Get into a position that makes your body comfortable. And then take that deep breath of life. Breathe it in. Fill yourself with it. Relate to your body. Let it know that you like living. That life is important to you. Let every cell be enlightened with your will to live. And then I'd like you to find a comfortable, safe room or place where you can speak to your family and to all the people that you have important relationships with. And when you find that room or theater, depending on how big a space you need, a ballroom, I'd like you to walk to the front and to share with these people what you want them to know about your feelings and your relationship. Start with the group so that they know what is in your heart. Take the lid off your treasure chest. Don't store anything in it that is painful. And take a moment now to share with all of them what you want them to be aware of. And then I would like you to ask certain individuals to come forward. And for you to take a moment to share with them what you want them to understand and know about you. And then ask them to share with you what you need to understand so that forgiveness and love and healing can occur. And now take the time, one-on-one, to work with these people. Learn about their wounds and share yours. And realize what love can do when brought into this relationship. Think for a moment. If you had amnesia, how would you relate to all of these people? I have taken your memory away. You do not know what happened yesterday or the day before or the day before. You have no memory of the past. And now what would you say to these people? And how would they look to you? Well, love has all the advantages of amnesia and more because of what love does to you and to the person who receives it. I am asking you to love and relate because of the benefits it bestows. And when you're done speaking to all these people, I'd like you to leave the room and go to a room with a large mirror and look at yourself in the mirror. Reflect upon what you see. Is it an ugly duckling? Is it a child of God? What image is in front of you? Accept yourself and create the image that you would like to be and embrace it and let it become one with you. You are the creator.